Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll head out to the guest line right now. Welcome in a good friend of the show. Always do appreciate when he joins us. That's the former NFL head coach with the Tennessee Titans and the Rams. And that, of course, is Jeff Fisher. Coach, appreciate the time. How you been?
I've been great, Zach. Thanks for having me on. Hope everybody's well tonight.
Well, yeah, we always love when we hear your voice, and thanks for joining us. All is good here. Let me start you off with Tennessee, because we know that was a team that went to the AFC Championship game last year, and this year they're off to a great start, being 5-0, and they have the big matchup with Pittsburgh on Sunday. But there's been a lot of national praise now for Mike Vrabel, and some are even calling him a top 10 coach in this league. You knowing how tough it is to be a coach in this league, when you watch the Titans, what stands out to you with the job that Mike Vrabel's doing?
Well, Zach, appreciate you asking. I did a couple local shows here early on the week. And, you know, I mean, all you have to do is take a look at them and see what they're doing. I mean, this is a very, very impressive team that he and John Robinson have put together. And they're quietly making some waves. And the conversation came up earlier in the week. It's like, it's funny, the weekend's over and everybody's going through their highlights, and the last one to be discussed, oh, by the way, yeah, the Titans beat the Texans in overtime. And it's like, it's kind of an afterthought. And, you know, I would experience that for a long time here. And Mike has taken full advantage of that. It's like, okay, hey, nobody knows who we are. Let's just go out there and sneak up on them. Now, that's a hard thing to do when you got Derrick Henry, but they're playing really well. I mean, they've got depth, and, Tannehill's making the plays he needs to make. They've battled through some injuries. You know, they lost Taylor Lewan in the ball game, so you lose a left tackle, but they've got some depth. And my observation is this with respect to Mike. Mike learned in a really good place, and by that I mean in New England. And, you know, teams like the team he's putting on the field right now, these guys are tough and they're smart. And you watch them play, and, you know, the old adage where guys, they love to play for each other, and I'm playing for the guy next to me. No. You watch these guys, they're playing with each other. You know, they're talking, you know, they're communicating. Yeah, they give up a play here and there, and they know exactly what happened. But this team's going to be hard to beat down the stretch. That was a great run last year that they had through the playoffs. And, you know, they did it with a run game and really good defense and Ryan Tannehill that, you know, he didn't make a lot of mistakes. And so you got a mobile quarterback, you got a physical offense, you got talent outside at the receiver position, and, you know, a really steady, tough defense. And, you know, it's hard on people. And you brought the point, well, he's a top 10. Yeah, he does. He understands the rules. People need to understand the rules. And, you know, you got to, at times, if at all possible, manipulate the rules to make it to your advantage. But what happens when you do that is they affect rule changes the next year in the offseason. You know, so look for a couple of the rule changes there. But, he did what he needed to do, and he capitalized on what I thought was not a good decision by Houston and going for two.
Yeah, I didn't like that decision either. I thought they should have just kicked the extra point and make it an 8-point game and then make Tennessee go down the field and score that touchdown and then convert the two. Jeff Fisher here is with us right now. You know, I'll tell you, Coach, the thing I'm most impressed about, and he probably doesn't get enough credit, is Ryan Tannehill. Because going into the year, I was not a believer. You know, when a team does really well, you wonder what they're going to do the next year, especially when they kind of come out of nowhere. And Tannehill took over, you know, during the season replacing Mariota. Tannehill, through the first few games, they're money on third down offensively. They're great in the red zone. You know, this guy has got even better, and that's tough to do with the season that they had last year.
Well, it is, but, I mean, I think if you look back, Zach, you know, Ryan made some plays and won some games, you know, with the Dolphins, right? So, and they, what happened there is that team just fell apart for whatever reason. They didn't like their good players, Joseph Adiles, and, you know, now he's sitting there looking around and going, you know, hey, I'm doing the best I can, but we just don't have guys around us. But, you know, Arthur Smith's done a great job with him. He understands what he needs to do. And, man, when you can hand a ball off to a guy like Derek, as explosive as he is and game-changing and play after play, nobody wants to tackle the guy. And then if you got to tackle him, he's got such great speed, you're more concerned about taking the right angle. And when you finally get the right angle to a speedy ball carrier, you lose leverage and impact, and you can't get him on the ground. So it's a great formula right now. And, you know, it's a good formula when there's nobody in the stands and, there's not a lot of emotion, not a lot of enthusiasm going on. And, you know, crowd noise is what it is and piped in or whatever. But, boy, you just don't like tackling big backs. And what, you know, I'm not saying it's practice. It's a practice environment. But, man, at the end of the game, you just don't want to try to get that big back down on the ground if you're a defensive back.
Now, you brought up the injuries earlier, Jeff Fisher. Taylor Lewan now done for the year. They play Pittsburgh this weekend. They lose Devin Bush. So those are two things where you look at the left tackle spot going up against a very good defense in Pittsburgh. And then the other end, the Devin Bush factor is a big one, especially when you're going up against Derrick Henry. If you were coaching the Steelers, how would you try to at least contain Derrick Henry on Sunday coming off his 200-plus yard performance?
You know, good question. I'll tell you what about the Steelers. They're very, very well coached. Ben's playing great. You know, they've got a well-coached offensive line. They know how to move the ball and get the ball down the field. But what I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers get credit for year after year after year is how good they play team defense. I don't know if they were first or second in the league last year in sacks, but they find a way in that system. And so they'll be well coached. They'll have a good plan. I wouldn't expect a high scoring game per se, although things have been a little out of whack, you know, just because of COVID and everything. But I think this is going to be a great ball game. I really enjoyed watching Kansas City and Buffalo, who I think are you know, the top two teams they got going in the AFC, not disrespecting anybody else. But I think this is, you know, two of the four elite teams in the AFC. So it's going to be a great matchup. And, you know, who knows, they may see each other again, you know, after Christmas.
You think that highly of Buffalo? You like what you're seeing from Buffalo even after the last two losses?
Yeah, I do. I think they're well coached, and, you know, I think the quarterback will settle down, and, you know, they're going to win at home, you know, generally speaking. And, you know, I know, you know, the rest of the division is a little bit up in the air. So I think Buffalo's going to be there. But again, I don't know who you put in there as that fourth AFC team, but definitely these two teams, both Pittsburgh let's throw Baltimore in there as well, but you can't overlook them by any means. But getting back to Pittsburgh, Tennessee, these are two elite teams in the AFC.
Talking to Adam Schefter right now. Talking to Jeff Fisher on the Zach Gelb Show. I was going to ask you about an Adam Schefter report. He had something a few hours ago. Antonio Brown's suspension comes to a close after week 8. He's hearing the Seahawks are now positioned to make a push to sign him, though they're not alone in teams that are interested. That's not a surprise. Would you want Antonio Brown in your locker room for the second half of the season, Coach?
You know, the only way I could answer that question is if I spent an extended period of time with him. So it'd be unfair for me, you know, to judge him based on what I've seen or read for the last couple of years. You know, it's hard, but, you know, obviously he was really, really productive, you know, but since leaving Pittsburgh, you know, it's been a rough go for him, especially at Oakland. And, you know, he's had a couple other shots, but I mean, he's a difference maker. And, you know, if you've got the right team, you know, the right guy under center and, you know, the right guy running the meetings and things like that, you know, he can be a difference maker for you. But I couldn't answer that unless I personally spent quite a bit of time with him.
I think it's definitely intriguing, though, you know, because you're only asking him to behave for half the season now, and he's coming off a suspension, and this is probably his last opportunity. So, you know, I think someone's going to take a run at him. I think a few teams will be interested. And if it's Seattle, with what Russell Wilson's already doing with Metcalf and Lockett, you know, I don't know how you're going to stop that offense, Coach.
Well, yeah, I would agree. But, I mean, they only got one football. And, you know, right now I think the Seahawks are spreading around pretty good. Now, if there's depth concerns, and there are always going to be injuries, and it's going to take him some time to learn that system and get into playing shape and so on and so forth. If that's a week 8 signing and, you know, he's ready by week 10 or 12, then, and they got a problem, then, hey, they look like geniuses.
Jeff Fisher here with us on the show for a few more minutes. You know, I want to get your coaching perspective on this. The Cowboys, they're off to a terrible start. The NFC East is just a disaster right now. They lose their quarterback for the year. And then after the Cardinals game, a few players are talking anonymous fashion to a few members of the media, ripping the coaching staff. How do you address that as a team when you have anonymous sourcing and players talking to the media without putting their name on it?
Well, I mean, I'm only speculating now. I never had that issue. But, you know, it starts, you know, it really, the communication process starts, you know, day one, and it's got to continue. And the players have to know why things are happening and what to expect. And, you know, there's a great deal of frustration. And again, I'm not, you know, I'm not accusing anybody of doing it because we don't know. I mean, it's speculation. I mean, obviously the report was a report. I think Coach McCarthy addressed it as best he could. He'll try to get to the bottom of it. But that's one of those things where, you know, the head coach is going to get involved, and he should. You know, you need to get everybody in the room, shut the door, and then you probably need to get the coaches all out of the room and shut the door again, let the players sort it out. But because it doesn't do you any good. There's frustration. I mean, you know, you guys, Zach, you know this. I mean, you can win a football game and anybody could talk to a team on Monday after a win. It's how you keep the losses in perspective. And that is a challenge. And, you know, there's frustration there. You lose your quarterback, your franchise player. Your running back puts the ball on the ground twice, and things just aren't going well for them defensively, and they've got some injuries. And, you know, I think you address it, you go on, you put the division standings up on the board, and you go, okay, guys, what do you want to do? You know, here we are. So, you know, you got a lot of games left, and all you got to do is get in the playoffs, and stranger things have happened. But, you know, I think I believe it was a great decision to get Andy Dalton in there. He's got experience, and I think he did surprisingly well, considering, you know, he had a half the week before and then had to start last week. And, you know, he's playing against a defensive system that's different. And, you know, they turn the ball over a bunch of times. So, you know, it's just a loss and you move on. But, you know, it needs to get under control and squashed. The issue is now is that, you know, everybody's going to try to get somebody to squeak and complain off the record. And it's going to take a little bit of, you know, self-respect and team respect and discipline to get that team focused again.
Jeff Fisher here with us. You also have coming up on Monday night, Bears and Rams. You know both organizations pretty damn well. Let me first start you off with Jared Goff. Got off to a really good start and then had a bad performance against the 49ers. Where are you at on what you think the Rams could be this year, especially with their quarterback?
Well, Jared obviously has proven that he can do it. You know, the Rams are settling in, I think, you know, with some injuries and some things. And, the Rams are going to be there with Jared and the group they got around him. Their offensive line is significantly improved over last year just because they got guys healed up and things. And the defense is going to play well, especially with Aaron, playing at the level he's playing. But I would not worry about them. But the issue is, I mean, you tell me, is that not the best division in football right now?
I would say the only thing that would rival it is the AFC North. But from top to bottom, yeah, I would say it's the West. You're right on that.
So I mean, it's going to come right down to the end. So that division loss last week's going to sting. But you just got to win the next ball game, and Sean's good at that. He's got the respect of his players, and they're going to show up and play hard every week. And it's just sometimes things don't go your way. It's going to be a great game to watch. I mean, the Bears are playing good, and Nick's got things rolling up there, and the Bears defense. So, we'll just see. I mean, the edge, I think, is going to go to the team that can run the football, believe it or not. I mean, that's usually what happens at the end of October, start of November. Zach, the leaves are changing, man. It's getting cold out there, and, teams' complexions change. And it's all about playing good defense and running the football right now and not turning it over and hanging in there. And, I think both the Rams and the Bears look like they're equipped to do that.
Well, what is it with Nick Foles? You were able to coach him for a little bit. He had a little success in Philadelphia, then leaves, couldn't really stick with anyone as a 16-game starter, then comes back to Philly, replaces Carson, wins the Super Bowl MVP, wasn't able to be healthy last year in Jacksonville, now gets another opportunity, and he has this football team at 5-1 right now. Take me through Nick a little bit.
Nick is the ultimate teammate. He's one of the best ever in the locker room, on the practice field. He doesn't put too much pressure on himself. He loves practice. He makes a mistake in practice, he has to see the play again. He's extremely competitive. I don't know, obviously we didn't have the people around him at the time in which, we had him briefly. But I love Nick. Everybody that's been around him, just he's the guy. And, the one thing that about Nick is when things go bad, you don't see it on his face. He's just going to keep playing. And, he's a spiritual guy at heart and a great family guy. And he loves the position he sees. He can get things done. So it looks like he's in the – again, it's all about timing, And it looks like, the time is right once again for him.
Last one for Jeff Fisher, the former coach of the Titans and then also the Rams. In your time with Aaron Donald, is there a story that stands out? Like, I just feel like there's so many legendary stories with Aaron Donald and how great of a football player he is.
Well, we had him early. Obviously, we drafted him. There were some people in the organization thought he was too short. There's no way we're going to let him. We're going to pass on him. But, you knew he was going to be dominant just because of how efficient he was, even as a rookie, with his hand use and his leverage. And, some players take a few years to learn to use their hands while their feet are going. And Aaron was blessed with that ability. And plus, Aaron is really, really smart. Aaron, if you watch him close, he's going to scan the formation. He knows what's going on. He knows what's up with the protection. He knows whether he's going to get a slide or a turn or a double team or get a one-on-one. And, when Aaron knows he's got a one-on-one, he's going to win it right off the bat. And he's also going to take chances because he can get right back to his spot. If Aaron knows he's going to, he's going to be up against a double team, then he's going to play within his defensive responsibility. And that just, I mean, he's got such a great combination of, the athletic ability, the instinct and skill set to not only play the run, but to dominate in the passing game. But he also is a very, very smart football player.
Coach, always do appreciate your time. You and your family be well. Best of luck moving forward. Talk to you down the road.
Have a great week, Zach. Always a pleasure. See you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.